The word carnal, Greek sarkikos, in Paul's letters often gets reduced in modern preaching to worldly or sinful, as in lust, greed, or outward rebellion. But Paul's use goes far beyond that. He's not just talking about behavior, he's talking about where your trust lies. When Paul calls the Corinthians carnal, 1 Corinthians 3:1-3, he's not blasting them for watching R-rated movies or listening to Roman pop music. He's pointing out that they're relying on human effort, on personality cults, divisions, status, ego, rather than on the Spirit. In Romans 7-8, Paul contrasts the flesh with the Spirit. The flesh isn't just sinning wildly, it's the self-powered life, trying to do right, be holy, or earn God's favor on your own terms. It's the religious treadmill, the performance trap, the graceless grind of trying to sanctify yourself. So yes, being carnal can absolutely mean trying to please God from the wrong source. It's not just about bad behavior, it's about misplaced dependence. And Paul's remedy isn't try harder, it's walk in the Spirit, Romans 8:4-5. Live from the inside out, not the outside in. Let grace do the heavy lifting. That flips the whole thing on its head. Carnality isn't rebellion, it's self-reliance. And freedom isn't rule-keeping, it's Spirit-trusting.